Welcome to the Midday for a Thursday. I'm Norman Gilliland in our Buck studio, probably for the last time in quite a while because of a little remodeling project that's going on here at WPR. But we're certainly going to send it off with a bang because we have not one, not two, but 67 singers in the Buck studio today. Now, this is something that we did a couple of years ago with the boy equivalent from the Madison Youth Choirs, and they were headed to Scotland, I think, on that occasion.
They were.
And now we have 67 girls who are in a week or two going to be going to Scotland.
We leave next Thursday.
Next Thursday. That is exciting. Yeah. And you're hearing Michael Ross, who's one of the conductors, one of the three conductors we'll be hearing during the course of the hour. And you're going to Aberdeen?
We are. We're going to beautiful slash maybe rainy and foggy, but wonderful Aberdeen, Scotland.
Hey, it is Scotland.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, expect almost anything. I think the midges are out at this time of year, too.
We
watch out for those. But you'll have a great time, and everybody there will certainly enjoy the sound of your voices. So what we have then, Michael, is three different choirs here all joined, three girl choirs of varying ages.
Yeah, so we are bringing 68 singers from the Madison Youth Choirs, and they're representatives from three different choirs of ours, a choir called Capriccio, one called Cantilena, and one called Cantabile. Most of what you hear today is all of the choirs, but actually there's a couple songs that'll just be sort of our older singers in the choir called Cantabile, and these are all going into eighth grade all the way through seniors that just graduated from high school. And they are representatives of our entire program, which is about 500 singers, ages 7 through 18, boys 7 through 18, girls 7 through 18, in nine different choirs.
500 singers.
Yep. Then that's our sort of main core program. We see singers lots of different places. We see them in schools during the year. We see about another 500 singers other different ways also. So we're excited to be here, and these are our great representatives of that large program.
Yes, and just to put a picture to it, well, you can see a picture on our Facebook page and on our website, too, of these 67. We're missing just one, but 67 red shirts to say Madison Youth Choir. It's quite a spectacle, and I'm sure that the audio is going to be also. So, now, Michael, you're conducting the first of the pieces we're going to be hearing, and there's going to be quite a variety. I looked at repertory that spans about 1,000 years.
It does, and it starts very early in the 12th century, this first piece. Amazing piece from the Red Book of Montserrat, and a text that has been around for hundreds and hundreds of years. And you'll hear some soloists featured, and Ellie Taylor on violin, and our wonderful accompanist Jess Salick is in this first piece.
Okay, and so this is a composer unknown, 12th century.
Yep.
Ave Maria, cum te simus concimentes, Ave Maria.
Bowser and sung in Latin. Let us all sing together, Hail Mary. That's appropriate. Let us all sing together.
It is. We're in this group of 67 singing together the 12th century piece with a modern accompaniment.
And how many languages do you know offhand, Michael, you're going to be performing during this hour?
Oh, gosh, I think about four or five during this hour, and at the festival, about 15 more, because we also sing the national anthems from all the participating countries. There's a welcome ceremony that feels somewhat like the Olympics, walking in flags, and so we've started learning the anthems from Jordan and the Czech Republic and the People's Republic of China and about eight more.
That's difficult.
They're laughing. It is.
Yeah, that's and these are not all languages that you're going to be taught in school either. Some of them are a little bit out of the way.
They are. We actually have started to learn the Maltese national anthem, which is not a language we sing every day. So
no, not really. But I'm sure there's some catchy ones in there.
There are some great anthems. We actually haven't started to learn the South African national anthem, but it's an incredible anthem in four different languages, and really just a meaningful anthem to learn.
That anthem itself is in four different languages.
It is. Yeah.
Did you ladies know what you were getting into when you signed on for this? You're going to be polyglots.
Yeah.
Now we're going to bring up our next of our three conductors. This is Marcy.
Hello.
And you are also part of this phenomenon. You're going to Scotland and the whole thing.
I am. I have the pleasure 2 years ago of going as a chaperone with the boys. And so now going as a conductor, I get to see the other side of it. And it's really exciting because I know what kind of experiences these girls are going to have in Scotland singing this great music. So I just can't even sleep at night. I'm so excited.
Well, try to somewhere in there, but otherwise you're going to be a real wreck, I can guarantee you.
I can tell that.
You think jet lag is bad. Now we're going to go all the way into the late 17th century.
That's correct. We're going to sing a piece called Da Pacem Domine, which is a pretty traditional canon, at least in the choral repertoire. It works for many levels of singers. And we're going to sing this in a mixed formation, and we're really working on the purity of the sound. And it's really exciting that this piece, which we all feel is pretty old, it's still 100 years newer than the city of Aberdeen. So it's pretty exciting that way.
The work of Henry Purcell, then. Purcell, a composer with a lot of variety just in his vocal music, from kind of pop songs of the 1690s to these very devotional pieces. And that was Sound the Trumpet from Come Ye Sons of Art. Now we have a third conductor in position here. This is Lisa.
Hello.
Lisa with the last name that doesn't look a lot like the way it's pronounced.
Chentvet.
Okay. And Lisa Chentvet, what is your relationship with this choir or these choirs?
I'm the conductor for Corallers and the Capriccio group that's traveling as part of this tour group. I also serve as the education outreach coordinator for Madison Youth Choirs, and I had the pleasure of traveling with the boys 2 years ago as well. We had our whole staff with us as both a chaperone and as a parent, because I have three boys who have sung with the boy choir.
Well, if you have three boys and you had some idea what to expect when you were with 71 of them.
Exactly.
in a foreign country, must have had some exciting moments, and certainly some exciting musical moments. And now we're going to hear from a composer who was known in his lifetime as a songwriter, although he wrote symphonies and other theater music and things like that, but justifiably known as a songwriter because he had such a gift for melody.
We're actually going to start with the sound, the trumpet, first, and then we'll move on to Schubert.
I skipped one, didn't I? That's right. Yes. You're going to do, how many are you going to do in this set? Those
four.
Two? Four. Oh, you're going to do a total of four. So we're going to start with the Purcell. And before that, we heard Melchior Franck, who was an even earlier composer.
Correct.
There we go.
This is Sound the Trumpet from Cummy's Sons of Art. It's a musical ode written by Henry Purcell in 1694 in honor of Queen Mary's birthday.
Were particularly good at festive music, weren't they? I mean, well, the English and the composers they borrowed. When you get a little later, you have Handel, of course, and that great 18th century tradition of celebratory music.
Indeed.
Well, now to our songwriter, i.e. the songwriter. And we've had, let's see, two in Latin. We've had one in English. Now it's time for German.
Time for German. We're going to sing the great classic, the art song An die Musik. The text celebrates the power of music in all of our lives.
Ooh.
Musique by Franz Schubert, as performed by three girl choirs, all belonging to the Madison Youth Choirs, which is an organization 500 voices strong.
Yeah, and more.
should I ask how you recruit all these voices? That's an awful lot.
These girls and all of our singers come from all over Dane County and even beyond. So we bring together singers from all over the area.
And how do you find them?
Our best resource is word of mouth.
Oh, really? No kidding. Well, that's appropriate.
But we have a great website.
Okay, a website. Now, we've just heard something in German, but now when you start to perform indigenous American music, are you going to perform this Mi'kmaq song also in the original language, or how do you do that?
There's no clear language of this. We're not sure what the origin of the language itself is, but it comes from the indigenous people of eastern Canada, the Mi'kmaq tribe, and this is a chant in honor of the creator. It has several layers of sound. It actually starts with a unison note that grows into a cluster, and then we add on that nature and animal sounds, and finally the chant.
That's where I heard the wolf earlier.
Exactly. And okay. The drum will represent the heartbeat of Mother Earth. So this is the Mi'kmaq honor song.
Mi'kmaq creation chant. Now, did you have people audition to do the wolf and some of the other special effects? Because not everybody can even whistle, you know.
We did. We did. And that was half the fun. Some of them needed a little encouraging. But once they experimented, it's really fun. Fun piece to do.
Well, we'll be hearing more for the balance of the hour, in fact, from these three girl choirs of the Madison Youth Choirs. But we have this quiz question to get to, and we'll get to that shortly right here on Wisconsin Public Radio. All right. First, I'm going to review yesterday's question, and ladies, feel free to blurt out the answer. I'll be surprised if at least half of you don't know the answer to yesterday's question. It went like this. Since 1996, more than 700 species of these fictional monsters have appeared. Come on, Obi. Yeah, of course, Pokemon. That's the word, you know, comes from the words pocket monster. It's a Japanese version of those two words stuck together. Pokemon. Okay. Don't blurt out the answer to this one. Today's 12:30 quiz question. What is being referred to? The first one in the United States came on before a baseball game and cost $10. What was it? The first one in the United States came on before a baseball game and cost $10. What is it? You have about 28 minutes to weigh in with your answer to that. You can email your answer to us at midday@wpr.org, or you can phone 1-800-442-7106 and give your answer to Spencer. And as always, we'll draw the name of our prize winner. The prize is right here. We'll draw the name of our winner from the names of all correct respondents. And so I'll repeat that question in a few minutes, but we have now back to music here in our studio and our 67 voices providing a really fascinating range of music and musical effects. And now something Serbian, it looks like.
Indeed, this is a Serbian gypsy song. It has a driving 9/8 rhythmic feel to it, and it is very celebratory and paints a picture of dancing and joyful living. This is Niška Banja. It has a piano duo, Mike Ross and Jess Salik on the piano, and two soli quartets, Niška Banja. Thank you.
Niška Banja, something in Serbian. Did you have a good time with that? It looked like you did. And now we're going to bring back Michael Ross to conduct, and this is a Spanish song about a dove, a little dove.
It is. It's about a little dove. We actually have had great conversations about whether it's really about a little dove or if that's an endearing nickname, Palomita, little dove, for a lost loved one in some way. This song normally features flute. Today it'll feature just Salik pretending to be a flute, and he'll have that lost angst-filled sound. And I think you'll hear that in what we're singing also in Spanish.
Thank you.
Alamit, a traditional Peruvian song. We're going to bring up the tempo in a minute, and we'll get to the next language in our collection here from these voices when we return after this. And I'll repeat our 12:30 quiz question, too. This is WPR. Here's our quiz question again. The first one in the U.S. came before a baseball game and cost $10. What was it? The first one in the U.S. came before a baseball game and cost $10. What would that be? And now you have about 17 minutes to give us your answer, and you can email that answer to us at midday@wpr.org, or you can call 1-800-442-7106 and give your answer to Spencer, and we'll see who wins this prize just before 1 o'clock. Well, the Bulgarian voices burst onto the music scene, what, about 25 years ago, and were quite the phenomenon, and this is something from their repertory.
It is. It's a, you'll hear just the oldest singers from this group, members of the choir called Cantabile, sing in Bulgarian, and what I think we often call a hard-voiced singing style, and you'll hear what that means.
Okay. Siri, you got the title there in the song, and that's what the Bulgarian voices sound like.
We love hard singing.
That was what's called hard singing.
We call hard voice, voice singing.
Hard voice singing.
Yeah.
And now, something in another language entirely. Yep.
Quite a contrast in Hebrew. The same group of singers, an amazing small work by the composer Gideon Klein, who lived and died in the Terezin, in the concentration camp at Theresienstadt, and was part of the cultural life there, and wrote this piece as a collection of lots of different folk songs, but actually isn't a folk song, sort of snuck his own special taste in there. And on the text, "My boy, where are you going? It's all over," is just sort of an amazing testament to what he could do secretly, and a quite a beautiful gem of a work.
La 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 la
It is remarkable what somebody can do under extreme circumstances. And does this return us to English?
It does return us to English. Uh-huh.
Okay. And it's a little piece called Songbird, and it actually has a composer also attributed to it.
And her name is Sarah Quartel. She's a Canadian composer, young, not, I would say, maybe a decade older than some of these ladies here today. And this is a song that she wrote the lyrics and the music, and it's a counting song, would be something like you'd sing as a young child, but it definitely has more advanced flares with changing meter and syncopation and some flirtations with modality. And so I think you'll enjoy hearing Songbird.
In case you thought the 12 Days of Christmas was the only counting song, it's actually a fairly large repertory of those songs, but you just rarely hear any of them, and this is a latter-day addition to that canon.
It is, and it's a new addition to our repertoire also. The amazing part about putting a tour like this together is this is only about half of our tour program, and a lot of this, some of this music singers sang, but only maybe a third of them, just singers from each choir, and we've been rehearsing for about a day and a half. And so we're spending these days learning all of this music. And so we started rehearsing on Tuesday, and it's Thursday at noon. So
wow, a day and a half to get all that down. Wow. Well, congratulations, ladies. You have certainly done your work well. Done your homework, as we say. We have a wave going on back there.
they're motioning what's next.
They want to know what's next.
It has to do with water.
Well, we have one more. Then, and this is one you actually commissioned.
We do. We commissioned this work from our good friend Scott Kendall, who is a graduate of UW, did his DMA in composition here, and combines two amazing melodies, a walking song, a traditional Scottish melody that comes from the tradition of women walking, beating cloth together, and songs sung during that process, and the beautiful melody, The Water is Wide, which we know is a Scottish melody, but we've also adapted as American. And so the piece is called Across the Water, and it really is a sense of us bringing ourselves to Scotland and embracing the whole experience. You can hear all of our repertoire next Tuesday night at a concert, 7 o'clock at Covenant Presbyterian, 326 South Seago Road, free, open to the public. You'll hear all of this music and more. And this is this piece commissioned by our friend Scott Kendall called Across the Water.
Bye.
Well, that was fun. I think you all had some fun with the stamping part of that. I could see some things going on there.
We like to move.
Well, yeah. Well, it's a good thing. There's a lot of energy in 67, 68 voices, and working in some stamping is probably a good thing.
Oh, yeah.
And that was in English and Gaelic across the water, and I think they'll love it in Scotland.
I think so. We're looking forward to its world premiere there.
So, one more word about the festival itself. How big is this thing, and what all is going on?
So, the Aberdeen International Youth Festival is 40-some years old. It's the oldest youth arts festival in the world, but not very old by any standards. And there will be singers and dancers and musicians and theater artists and jazz bands from all around the world, probably about 20 or 25 participating countries, and it's a week of performances all the time, both in Aberdeen and in the Shire and in the surrounding areas.
So quite the workout for everybody.
It is, and we'll have a chance to perform with other groups. We're collaborating with Norwegian Girls Choir and all sorts of different kinds of performances during the week.
I have to say I had a wonderful experience when I was in Scotland in the Orkney Islands one time. I was at a hotel having dinner, and suddenly this table of about 16 people next to me burst into song, and it was a Norwegian choir from Bergen. They were singing the final chorus from Peer Gynt. It was quite the surprise. So maybe you all have that opportunity to provide a pleasant surprise.
We'll have somebody. A plan for somebody.
That'll be great. Well, thanks everybody for joining me for the midday today. Been a real pleasure.
Thank you.
And have a great tour and a great rest of season. Our quiz question today went like this. The first one in the United States came before a baseball game and cost about $10. It was in 1941. It was a TV commercial for Bulova watches. Can you imagine? Oh, you got it. Okay, Marcy got it. Well, unfortunately, I can't give you the prize. You're disqualified. But the prize is a DVD called 1941, and you can find out, our winner will find out about that commercial and many other events of 1941. And our winner of our DVD is Janie M. of Peru, Wisconsin. So if you'll call back and give us your address, we will send your prize to you. And thanks to Brittany Williams, our engineer, and to Peter Bryant also for making some radio magic with us, and to Spencer Mackey too. Stay right there for the latest news and then more music with Lori here on WPR.